The FBI in Peace and War. The FBI in Peace and War is brought to you by healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint every day, as millions do. The lively, long-lasting flavor freshens your mouth and sweetens your breath. The pleasant chewing eases tension, helps you feel better, and get more enjoyment out of what you're doing. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Winner Take Nothing.
There he is now. I'll get it. Hello, Mr. Alvaro. You're late.
I'm sorry, senor. There was trouble with one of our dining cars coming over Cordero Pass. A fire in the service.
Yeah, it's okay. You got here, you got the suitcase, and you carried out your end of the deal. Come in and meet my business associate, Mr. Cabrera.
Oh, thank you, senor.
Phil, this is Mr. Alvaro.
Pleasure to meet you, senor Alvaro.
My pleasure, senor Cabrera.
Put the suitcase right there, Mr. Alvaro. I'll get your money.
Sit down, senor Alvaro.
Thank you.
Are you nervous, senor?
No, of course not. Well, maybe a little. This is the first time.
Yes, I understand. But there is nothing to be nervous about. Would you care for a drink?
Oh, no, no, thank you.
Good. I do not like a man who drinks while working. Mr. Kenneth tells me you are connected with the South Mexico Railways.
I am dining steward of the Southern Explorer, direct from the United States to Mexico.
Very responsible position.
Yes, senor.
Senor Alvaro, are you curious about the contents of that suitcase?
Oh, no, senor. I was not told what was in the suitcase. I prefer not to know.
Perhaps that is best.
Well, here we are, Mr. Alvaro. $200 American. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
We'll call on you again in 2 weeks. Is that all right with you?
Yes, that is all right.
Okay, we'll let you know where to go in El Paso. You'll get a call.
Yes, senor.
A pleasure to meet you, Senor Alvaro. Oh,
my pleasure, senor.
I'll be seeing you, Mr. Alvaro.
Yes, goodbye.
What do you think, Felipe?
I think he will work out fine. One question I would like to ask, Harry.
Yeah?
What have you got in that suitcase?
You'd like to see?
Just idle curiosity.
Mm-hmm. 3 telephone books, El Paso, Texas.
Not very original.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't think you could trust in the first trip?
No, I didn't. I never trust any of them the first trip, Phil.
In the winter of 1951, the director of our bureau conferred with officials of the Mexican police about a problem concerning both countries. Tickets for a Mexican lottery were being counterfeited in the United States and brought across the border to be sold in millions all over Mexico. The counterfeits were expertly made, and it was not until duplicate winning numbers appeared that the Mexican police began their investigation. Before both of our agencies were through, we uncovered a trail of corruption from El Paso to Mexico City.
I said to him, give me something in a line of jewelry for the prettiest girl in all Mexico.
Oh, yes, I know what you said. My wife is big and fat, but she's a good cook. And if I bring her a present all the way from El Paso...
I said nothing of the kind.
Don't tell me what you said. All men who travel are notorious liars.
Very well, if you do not wish to receive a gift from El Paso...
I'll take it before somebody else does.
You have 2 daughters if you do not like it.
Carlo...
You do like it. I thought you would.
Oh, Carlo, where did you get these?
I told you. In El Paso, a man who specializes in wristwatches for ladies.
How much do you pay?
Now, Riva.
How much, Carlo?
Well, it is genuine plated gold. The movement is 17 jewels.
How much?
$73.50. It was reduced.
You will take it back on your next trip, and whoever you borrowed the money...
So... I didn't borrow the money, Riva. I had the money.
From where?
From an American gentleman. I have been doing a few little favors for him.
Ah, what kind of favors?
It's nothing much. I take a suitcase for him in my compartment on the train and deliver it here to a man at a hotel.
What is in the suitcase?
I don't know.
Carlo?
It is the truth, Riva. Naturally, it must be something which might cause a little embarrassment at the customs, but...
And how much does this gentleman give for his favors?
$200 American money.
Carlo!
I know it is a lot of money,
but... How many times have you done this?
Well, a number of times. Riva, you remember that automobile at the second-hand place, the open one you like so much?
Yes.
I have enough for a down payment on the automobile, $400.
Carlo, what is in this suitcase?
I swear to you, I don't know.
You better take the watch back and save your money from the car.
Listen, we're entitled to some pleasures just like other people. Only a fool would turn down $600 every month. Why shouldn't we have some of the good things in life?
Because
I have always been too timid to advance myself, to seize an opportunity. Riva, keep the watch, please.
No, Carlo, I
please,
can't...
this once.
Just to
make me happy.
All right, just to make you happy. But I'm sure no good will come of it. Are you positive you don't know what is in the suitcase, Carlo?
Back to Winner Take Nothing in just a moment. You know, friends, one reason you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley Spearmint Gum is that it helps to keep your mouth feeling so fresh and clean. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley Spearmint is really cooling and refreshing. Besides, the chewing itself gives you comfort because it helps to keep your mouth and throat pleasingly moist, helps keep your teeth clean and bright, too. Try it and see for yourself. Chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum while you work, while driving your car, out walking, and in your home. See how this delicious chewing gum helps to keep your mouth feeling fresh, cool, and clean. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get some next time you go to the store. And now, Act Two of tonight's story, Winner Take Nothing.
Among the facts gathered by the Mexican police, the one that concerned us had to do with a travel agency in El Paso, Texas. One of the distributors of the counterfeit tickets in Mexico City had been under surveillance, and it was found that he banked his money there and then sent checks to the travel agency in El Paso. Agent Reynolds was assigned to visit this agency, which was in a one-room office in a cheap commercial building.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to get some information on Tasco. Could you help me, please?
Where?
Tasco, in Mexico. I want to find out about the hotel rates and some of the tourist attractions. I have 2 weeks in August, and
Tasco, in Mexico?
Yes.
Well,
Do you have any folders or brochures?
Yeah, I guess so, but, who sent you, mister? I mean, were you recommended to us?
No, I saw your name in the classified book. I work right around the block here, and I thought perhaps...
Oh, you work around here. Well, look, mister, I got most of the folders and stuff in another office. If you could come back later in the day...
Well, I'm not sure. I only have a half hour for lunch, and I wanted to find out whether Tasco would be better than someplace like Costa Rica.
Where?
Costa Rica.
Oh. That's, near this other place?
No, not exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, mister, if you want to leave me your name...
No, I'll come back. Thanks a lot.
Don't mention it.
That didn't take long.
It's a phony, all right. The guy they've got up there thinks Costa Rica is in Mexico. How much did that place bank in the last 6 months?
Around 50,000.
Okay, let's get back to the office and call Mr. Andrews. I've got an idea. We'll put a full surveillance on this one.
With the surveillance on the travel agency, we soon uncovered one important fact. The man in charge of the agency was an ex-con named Mandy Case. Apparently, his only assignment was to bank the money sent by one of the collections in Mexico. There were no visitors to the agency, and Case seemed to lead an uneventful life, which consisted mostly of going to movies. However, it was the movie-going habit that finally gave us our break.
And then I sit next to this man in the theater. He gives me a baggage receipt, I pick up the suitcase at the baggage room in the station, and that's all there is to it.
Do you want more coffee?
No, thank you. Riva.
Yes.
Whatever happens to that cousin of yours, the one who got in trouble a few years ago?
He still works in the garage downtown. What do you want with him?
Nothing. Just wondered what happened, that's all. Riva, I've been doing a great deal of thinking lately. Maybe I ought to open that suitcase one time.
What?
Oh, I don't mean open it myself, naturally, but a man like your cousin who is quick with his fingers...
Carlo, I thought you told me.
Yes, I did, but I'm beginning to see other aspects of this situation.
You told me as long as you don't know what was in it.
Quite true, but am I being fair to myself in taking such a position?
Are you what?
After all, there is a risk involved, you know.
They pay you?
Yes, but am I being paid in proportion to the risk? That is what I've been asking myself over and over.
Carlo.
Yes?
We have the automobile now. I have a beautiful watch. There is money in the bank for the first time in many years.
Of course, and we are entitled to these things, Riva. I told you before.
Carlo, be satisfied. Take what they are giving you. $600 a month extra is a lot of money.
Supposing there is so much risk that I should be getting more.
Do you want a piece of cake before I clean up the table?
Tell me that, Riva. Supposing they are in reality paying me too little, what then?
I don't know, Carlo. You'll have to answer that yourself.
And then what did you say?
I said, what do you mean, underpaid? You never had it so good.
Not a very devastating remark, Harry.
Never mind devastating. I'm telling you, this jerk is money crazy.
Well, surely you knew he'd open one of these suitcases.
Sure, so I figured I'd give him another 100 each trip.
And another 100 is not enough?
He wants 1,000.
Oh?
Per trip.
I see.
And he wouldn't be sore if we'd buy him a new car. He's tired of driving a second-hand model.
1,000 per trip. Did he mention what make car we should buy him?
Yeah, Cadillac. He even knows the color. Light blue. What's so funny?
People. This little mouse of a dining car captain is just as greedy as you or I, Harry.
He's going to be here any minute. You better make up your mind what to do.
Oh, I have made up my mind. I don't like this little mouse.
Of course, I could tell him that he's in this thing deep, and if he ever opened his mouth...
No, Harry, I don't think that would be practical. A man whose imagination is captured by light blue Cadillacs can't be put off by talk.
Okay, make a suggestion.
I think our mouse will have to have a fatal accident. Perhaps a fall from a moving train.
Get rid of him?
Does the suggestion offend you?
Of course not. But who's going to arrange this accident?
I leave that up to you.
Oh, thanks.
It would be better, naturally, if you attended to it personally.
Ah, sure. Much better, yeah.
But suit yourself. You know how to handle these things. I have complete confidence. I guess that is our friend now.
And what do I tell him?
Tell him you sympathize fully with his desire for a light blue Cadillac.
Back to Winner Take Nothing in just a moment. Friends, here's a modern, sensible way to satisfy that little hungry feeling you sometimes get between meals, especially when you want to go light. Chew a stick of refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum. You see, Wrigley Spearmint Gum is never rich or filling, yet it does satisfy your taste and give you that little pickup you want. Helps to tide you over till mealtime. It's one reason why Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is the favorite between-meal treat of millions. Always keep a package of Wrigley Spearmint Gum right with you. And when you get that little hungry feeling but want to go light, chew a stick of this good-tasting gum. That's Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. And now, Act Three of tonight's story, Winner Take Nothing.
When the man in charge of the travel agency went to the same movie twice in one day, we soon found out the reason. After a call to the Mexican police, Agent Reynolds made one more visit to the travel agency.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello there. I didn't think you were coming back or I would have gotten these folders about that place. What was it now? Somewhere in Mexico?
Taxco.
Oh, yeah. I think we got folders on
that. That's all right. I won't need them.
Well, look, mister, I'd like to help you.
Yeah, I know, and maybe you can. Supposing you get your hat, Mandy, we're going downtown and talk.
Huh?
FBI.
What?
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Hey, now, wait a minute. What's going on here?
That's just the question we're going to ask you, Mandy.
You're not going to ask me anything, mister. And what's this Mandy business? My name is Holmes, Alfred Holmes.
Uh-huh. Are you coming or do I have to persuade you?
I'm not coming anywhere unless you tell
okay.
me...
Okay. We've been watching you for about a month, Mandy. We know you bank money from Mexico, but we wanted to find out if you had any other job in the organization.
What organization? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fake lottery tickets that are being sold in Mexico City.
What's that got to do with me?
Well, I'll make an educated guess, Mandy. This afternoon in the movie theater, you passed a baggage claim check to another man. We followed him, watched him pick up a suitcase at the station, and get on the Southern Explorer. My guess would be that there were lottery tickets in the suitcase.
Your guess, huh?
Yes. We've already wired to the Mexican police, so by the time the train gets in, we won't be guessing anymore.
If I go downtown with you, I'm going to call my lawyer.
Was it lottery tickets, Mandy?
I don't know anything about any lottery tickets. I don't know anything about a baggage receipt, and what's more...
You refuse to talk except to counsel.
That's right.
Okay, come along, Mandy. We'll go downtown anyway.
With Mandy Case in custody and the Mexican police alerted to the role of the dining room steward, we thought we'd soon be able to move in on the counterfeit ring. But there was one situation inside the ring that had to be resolved before the Mexican police stepped in.
Come in.
Hello, Mr. Alvaro.
Senor Kaner. Well, what a surprise. Come in, please, senor.
Thanks.
Just a minute. I will move all these papers. I'm working on some new menus to suggest to our main office.
That's all right. Don't bother.
Well, it's not often I have friends on my train. Sit down, please. Would you care for a drink?
No, thanks.
A cup of coffee? As you see, I like to have coffee while I work.
Yeah, I see. Nice setup you got here. This is your compartment, huh?
Oh, no. I share with the conductor. But he is never off duty, so I have it mostly to myself.
Very nice. Is that our suitcase there?
That is it, senor. As you see, I always follow the instructions you gave me the first time. I do not try to conceal it.
Uh-huh.
Of course, there's always a risk in this method, but since you are going to pay me so generously, I can hardly complain, can I?
That's right. But you will eventually, won't you?
What?
Complain. 1,000 isn't really enough, is it? Especially considering what Cabrera and I make out of this deal.
Well, since you yourself have mentioned this matter, Senor
Kenner... wouldn't be satisfied till we cut you in on a third of the whole deal, would you?
Well, I would hardly think that far ahead,
Senor.
Don't
give me that. You'd think that far and go on past it. Your kind is never satisfied.
Senor Kenner, I assure you...
$1,000 a trip. Did you think we were going to pay you that kind of dough?
But you said...
You aren't worth $50 a trip, Elvira.
Do you wish to get someone else to do this work, senor?
You bet I wish.
Very well, I so
don't
guess...
Don't bother, I'll make the suggestions.
Senor, we can talk sensibly. You do not need a gun.
$1,000 a trip and a light blue Cadillac.
Now, please, senor, put away the gun.
What do you think we are, a bunch of fools?
Senor, if I ask for too
you
much...
You asked for a one-way trip to the morgue. That's what you asked for, and I'm going to give it to you.
Senor...
You're going to have an accident, Alvera. Right off the end of the train.
Oh, senor, please, listen
all right,
a minute.
Get up on your feet. We're going back on the observation plane.
No, listen,
get
senor.
Get up, you hear me? Get up.
Very well. What I promise you...
Oh, dirty little jerk, I'll drop it.
Drop it.
Why, you stupid idiot.
Let go of the gun, senor.
Thank you. Jose. Oh, get the conductor. This gentleman has had a little accident with his gun.
When the Mexican police boarded the Southern Explorer, both Harry Kaner and Carlo Alvaro tried to explain Kaner's superficial wound as an accident. But the suitcase full of lottery tickets told a different story. Alvaro, on advice of counsel, turned state's evidence and revealed all he knew of the ring's operation. With this as a start, sufficient evidence was uncovered on both sides of the border to send all the participants to jail for long terms. It was, in the end, a case of winner take nothing.
Remember, friends, to help keep your mouth feeling fresh and clean, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There's lots of lively, refreshing flavor in it, and you can chew a stick just about any time and any place. Then, too, while you're sinking your teeth into this good-tasting gum, the natural chewing action is helping to keep your teeth clean and bright. Next time you're at the store, get some packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get plenty for your whole family, because Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a perfect all-family treat. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. In tonight's story, Bill Lipton played the part of Carlo Alvaro, and Bill Zuckert was Harry Kaner. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Louis Pelletier. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War, and the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you real chewing enjoyment, invite you to listen to next Wednesday's story, The Old Man, on the FBI in Peace and War. Same time, same station.
This is the CBS Radio Network.